Broadcasting from your favorite breakfast spot, you're listening to the Attorney Tom Gatta, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yes, we are back for the Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour, and we're at stop number 4 here in Shelton. Shelton is a very special place. I spent a lot of my high school days actually in Shelton because my best friends all lived in and around the city. And so I love that we're doing stop number 4 today at the Plaza Diner. And we're right here on Bridgeport Avenue. And joining us to kick things off for our stop here in Shelton is the co-owner. Damon is here sitting across the table from me. Damon, thank you so much for letting us take over the back corner of the diner today. And I'm so glad you're here on WICC. Good morning.
My pleasure. Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. First of all, tell us a little bit about the Plaza Diner. I have to tell you, we've done 3 other stops prior to this. And when we told our audience that we were coming to the Plaza Diner, the amount of emails and pictures and people who had stories to tell about being here and working here and visiting here, it was endless. Tell us why this is such a special place.
Well, we've been here 27 years, and we just did a major renovation about 6 years ago. And we're just happy to be part of the community, and we've watched the city grow and just become
it is pretty unbelievable. The amount of businesses that have come in and how much it's grown. And I don't remember, don't quote me on this one, but I think it was 2-3 years ago, there was this huge New York Times article that came out talking about how Shelton was the up and coming city, not only in the Northeast, I think in America, and saying how many businesses want to be there and residents want to move in and everything. You know, in 27 years, that is nothing to scoff at. I mean, tell us, you know, from the perspective of the Plaza Diner, what it's been like to see so much change in and around the community.
Well, as far as Bridgeport Avenue, we watched a lot of changes.
Yeah.
As far as like Split Rock and now Fountain Square and just major renovations in the area, which are bringing many people around, much more people.
Yeah, sure. Fountain Square, I mean, I think I've talked to Mayor Loretti about that so many times. I've lost count of how many times we've talked about it on this show while it was sort of still in the planning stages and the delay with COVID and everything like that. But I mean, that has been probably one of the more recent big things to come into Shelton. Tell us why you think the Plaza Diner has remained so relevant, you know, not just in Shelton, but the surrounding communities, because we know that diners, kind of like movie theaters, there's a lot of nostalgia with them, but some are not thriving. But the Plaza Diner is doing amazing.
Well, first and foremost, we're grateful for our customer base and our loyal customers. And we're all about consistency and quality. And we try to keep that, you know, amongst all these hard times now. And we're just happy for, you know, what we have.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we have Damon here, who is one of the co-owners of the Plaza Diner here in Shelton. And we are doing our 4th stop for the diner tour. I'm Melissa in the Morning. I have to say, Damon, this is, if not the nicest diner, one of the nicest diners I've ever been to in my entire life. I have
to
confess.
I'm
a diner girl, I have to say. But there is just something, first of all, how did you strike the balance between still having that diner feel, but it's very upscale? Like where you and I are sitting right now, this feels very restaurant. But when you walk in, it kind of feels very old school diner. How did you strike that balance?
Well, diners in the old days were considered, you know, not fast food, but quick, discounted food, affordable food. So we tried to step that up. And I think a lot of diners in Connecticut have done that.
Yeah.
Diners have evolved in Connecticut, where if you go to other states like New York and New Jersey, they're considered fine dining.
Mm.
You know, someone's waiting on you in a tuxedo and, so we've tried to change that. You know, myself and other diner owners also have tried to just kind of step up the game a little bit.
Yeah, it is. But it's like I said, it's that I'm glad you're not wearing a tuxedo. I'd feel very underdressed if you were wearing a tuxedo right now. I have to confess to you. So I'm glad that you are not wearing a tuxedo. But I just think that you've kind of hit gold in this situation. I do think that you've hit that nice balance of still feeling very homey, very like it feels comfortable in here, but it's also very upscale. Like when you pull down, you know, Bridgeport Avenue, you guys stand out tremendously. Yeah. So not even just the indoors, I think outdoors, you can't miss the Plaza Diner.
That was our goal.
Yeah. Well, you hit it. You definitely did. Yeah, you did. You. I'm impressed. Tell us, you know, you were saying your customers, you know, we were talking about, and I know some of your customers are already coming in right now, and we're going to let them come on the air as well. You have, you know, people who come in pretty regularly. What do they say to you? Why do you feel this has been such a special place? Even, you know, obviously the renovation is great to attract new people, but they're still coming back. They love being here. Why do you think you're part of so many people's routine?
Again, I think it's because of the consistency and the quality, and people are looking for that these days. And we're like an extension of their kitchen, and they're pretty much their family. Again, 27 years we've been here, and we see people every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like family. My staff, I've had staff here for over 20 years
mm-hmm.
that have stick through us. Even when we renovated, everybody came back. We were closed for about 5 months to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of my employees came back.
That's amazing. I do know also, Damon, my current intern, who is going into her junior year of college. She was a Laurelton grad. She said a lot of her friends worked here. So I also know that you're supporting, you know, young people who want to start getting into, you know, just, you know, making, having jobs in their high school years.
Sure.
And everything. I think that's amazing too, that you're not only, you know, obviously you have an amazing staff that is here, but you're also such a supporter of the youth. That's really cool.
We try to support all the schools, you know, when they come in, the drama clubs, Center Stage, Stratford High, Bunnell, Massac, St. Joe's, and they support us also.
That's awesome.
So it's kind of a give and take, which is really nice.
That's fantastic. Well, we are so excited that we get to do stop number 4 here at the Plaza Diner.
I was so happy that you invited us.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was an automatic yes.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. I can't say that has been the same this entire process. So Damon, we appreciate you for letting us be here.
Thank you.
Like I said, take over the back corner.
And we'd love to do this again.
Oh, fantastic. You know? Yes. I was going to say we're hoping we're in kind of the planning stages of next summer. We, you know, this is our first year, but we appreciate you trusting us with the process, because this is
going to be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It totally is. And if you felt like you were put on the spot, I'm going to put some of your customers on the spot. So hopefully they keep coming back. I hope I don't scare them away.
I'm sure they'll keep coming back.
Excellent. I love the enthusiasm. I love the faith. And Damon, I love that we are here for stop number 4 of the Diner Tour. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
Oh, really quick, Damon. Do you guys memorize regulars? I always am fascinated by this. Do you like know when you see people's faces, do you see their order?
For the most part, yes.
Yeah,
my staff does more than me.
That's
but
amazing.
Yeah,
I think I just heard her say yes.
Yeah.
She's like, yep. Yeah. I do.
So if you want something different, you're not getting it, unfortunately.
Right. It's like, oh, it's good to see you, and then it just shows up and you're like, oh, I don't know if I wanted waffles. You wanted waffles.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
We know
you
want it. Just don't even give them
the
menu.
You're getting a waffle.
I love that. Well, Damon, thank you so much. We are so excited to be here.
Thank you.